USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 1,800 people died of COVID-19 in the United States yesterday, and that was a record for the number of deaths from the virus in a single day anywhere on the planet. So far, there have been about 400,000 confirmed cases of it in the United States, and nearly 13,000 people have died here of it. The UN says the economic fallout from the virus could wipe out the equivalent of 195 million full-time jobs worldwide. The UN's International Labor Organization saying in a Tuesday statement, there will be devastating losses far exceeding the effects of the 2008 financial crisis. Some encouraging news about the coronavirus here in the U.S. New York is seeing some improvement, as Vice President Mike Pence noted yesterday.
Hospital admissions continue to decline.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A new poll out today by CNN indicates 55% of Americans surveyed say the Trump administration's response to the COVID-19 pandemic has been poor. 80% believe the worst of it is yet to come. 46% of those surveyed say it's at least somewhat likely that they or someone in their family will end up being infected by the virus. Despite some of the encouraging news coming out of New York City about the flattening of the curve, so to speak, the city mayor Bill de Blasio is cautioning against any high hopes just yet.
It is way too early to draw any definite conclusions. I want to really make sure none of us in public life tell you we have turned a corner until we are absolutely certain. We are not there yet.
The U.S. Census Bureau today is starting to send out paper forms to homes that haven't yet filled out the online census questionnaire. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Wisconsin went forward with yesterday's scheduled primary despite the pandemic, but while the votes were cast, they are not being counted right away. The state's election commission saying that results from the election yesterday won't be reported until sometime early next week. The nation's second largest city will be requiring people to wear masks soon because of the outbreak. Anyone in Los Angeles who leaves their home will have to have their mouth and nose covered starting this Friday. If not, businesses from grocery stores to pharmacies will be legally allowed to refuse people service. Hulk Hogan says the world has a disease and Jesus is the cure. The pro wrestler on Instagram yesterday saying that God will end the coronavirus if mankind repents for its sins and idolatry. The Hulkster comparing it to the biblical plagues of Egypt, saying God has taken away everything humans worship, shutting down stadiums, civic centers, theaters, and even the economy all around the world. And it's the end of an era as Modern Family wraps up its 11-season run on the ABC network tonight. It's been around for 250 episodes, and it's won over 20 Emmys. It will finish up with an hour-long special finale this evening. Find us online anytime. We're always at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.